Divine Punishment, an erotic audio by Ule Tiger. Please consider showing your support on my Patreon, Fansly, Subscribestar, and Gumroad. I wonder if this is the place. Father Goodbod said that I would surely hear the voices of the poor damned serf long before I approached the residence. I haven't a moment to waste. Covenant over the hill, and I have been deployed to exorcise the evil spirit that possesses you. I see you are already restrained. Good. It will make the process all the more easier on you. Sisters, and though my methods are unorthodox, they are highly effective.
Adorable. The church sent a nun to vanquish me. That bottle does not even contain pure holy water, the most basic of exorcism tools. This girl hasn't a hope in all of the seven hells to be rid of me!
Let us pray. Oh, Holy Father, I am submissive on my knees under the holy authority of God. My supple lips mumble your sweetest of praises. The flutter in my breast moans that Satan be gone from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen, sister in God, I will offer you salvation.
Fool! I have already started the final phase of possession. She has no consciousness. She cannot even hear you.
Then I have no qualms about the process that I'm about to begin. Evil one, my latex garb will allow optimal protection from any fluids. I shall also disrobe you, as bare flesh contact is required for my ritual.
Dressing a helpless young maiden. Are you sure you're a woman of God? Though I will admit, this vessel has some nice melons.
As wax melts before the fire, so the wicked perish at the presence of God.
Hey! Fucking hot! When I mentioned these melons, it wasn't an invitation to drip shit on them! And don't you dare mark my new pristine body! Do you know how hard it is to find a virgin to possess these days? Shit! Quit smearing that shit around. It's making my... this body feel funny.
I assure you, these symbols are not random scribbles. They are warding runes, and when drawn directly upon the body, they will lessen your defenses and make you more receptive.
Receptive to what?
To my prayer beads. I must make you ready to receive them.
Receive? Lady, you're crazy. Prayer beads aren't used for... Oh, look at the size of those. What are you planning?
You are the devilish one. I'm sure you can figure it out. Round as the earth. May these beads enter the body one by one. Strong and true. And stretch the barrier between heaven and hell. Make this sinner feel God's warm embrace.
You can't be serious. Hey, where are you putting the...
Shh. Be a good girl now. You can do it. Through God's love, you can welcome him inside you. Each bead is bigger than the last. This lubricant has been blessed by a priest and is not unlike holy water. It will help make this manageable.
This feels so weird. The first bead. It's sliding inside. I can tell this body is loving the feeling of being stretched for the very first time. What a little whore she's turned out to be.
Speak like that again in God's presence, and you will get more than my hand, wicked one.
More? More.
As you wish.
Yes, that one was much bigger than the last. But I shall not give in to this holy torture. This girl's body shall be mine!
I offer my prayer to crush Satan with my own hand. May he be seduced by the wrath and goodness of Mary, Mother of God. Embrace the warmth of your desires of the flesh. Be healed by this last deed of divine wrath.
That's not what I...
So the wicked will be flogged, lest they see the light.
Sister, sister, please.
Good girl. Before in life, pleasure that transcends all limits of the body and mind. Would you leave this earth and this girl in peace? Would you ascend to heaven, having your last and greatest wish granted?
How did you know? My previous life was full of pain. And I had never known pleasure as you describe it. I want to feel like that. To feel good. Please, sister, make me feel good. So I can leave with my heart full of peace and love.
I feel for you. I do. Not every soul born on this earth understands God's plan for them. However, he came to me during my prayer. He told me that you would return to him tonight, and he told me very specifically how I was to help you. Do you know what this is?
I may have some idea, but fuck. That thing is huge. Is it really going to, you know?
Shy all of a sudden? It is almost adorable. Yes, spirit. This is a phallic rod. A blessed ornate implement carved from the holy sycamore tree.
It is impressive. Now, get on with it. Give me what I was promised. Yes. Yes, spread me open. I don't need any fucking foreplay. That shit's for wimps. Rip me apart. Now!
You are in no position to make demands of a sister. You will take this inside of you when I say you will.
I don't need any of that lube shit.
I'm fucking gushing down there.
You believe this to be for your comfort and benefit? This rod will indeed slide inside you easily with how wet you are down there.
Then what's the holdup, you stupid, worthless cunt?
I want to make sure you burn from pleasure inside and out. I am going to ram you so hard that your spirit will be fucked out of this girl and ascend to heaven upon climax.
What? Oh, I forgot the beads were still inside. It's making everything tighter.
Correct. I can hardly move. But you are going to take it anyway. And bear with it, are you not?
Not fair.
What is not fair is this young maiden will lose her virginity because of you in such a manner. But fear not. Her body shall be blessed with countless daily orgasms from this moment on. Now, let us commence.
Sister. I feel so good. I think I just came a little. No, that's impossible. As if such slow thrusts could send me over the edge. Is that all you got? Come on, I can take more. This is nothing. Oh, the lube is heating up inside me. It burns so good.
Let us pray. In the name and by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you be snatched away and driven from the church of God and from the souls made to the image and likeness of God and redeemed by the precious blood of the divine Lamb.
No use.
my poor, lost, and redeemed soul. I return you to your home and father. Wake up, maiden. You are finally free. Grinding on me in your sleep. Perhaps this spirit was correct about you. Oh, Lord. You work in such mysterious ways.
How was it? I hope you enjoyed yourself. Many thanks to my Patreon producers, Yumi Daigan, D-Block, and Loadkill. Want more? Over 50 more erotic audios are available on my Pornhub or Gumroad right now. See you next time.